From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Molly Dove. Both the Missouri House and Senate are working on a bill to possibly regulate video lottery games. Shoshana Dubnow has the story.
A bill before the House could put video lottery games inside convenience stores, truck stops, and other locations outside of casinos. Rocky Miller, the sponsor of House Bill 682, said in a hearing on Thursday that Missouri could bring in more revenue by regulating the machines at permissible locations. Miller expressed concerns about gray games or unregulated video lottery machines that are already going up across the state.
Currently, you don't know what you're getting when you get into those machines. And under this, it would be regulated and the consumer would be protected. So that's the number one reason behind it. In addition, the plus side of it is it's a new stream of revenue.
Lawmakers raised some questions about how business owners could ensure only individuals 21 years and older are playing the games. There is currently a similar bill in the Senate. Reporting from Jefferson City, I'm Shoshana Dubnow.
A bipartisan group of Missouri lawmakers is banding together to advocate for the University of Missouri system. State senators and representatives announced yesterday they're forming the University of Missouri Caucus. Republican Senate Majority Leader Caleb Rowden of Columbia and Kansas City Democrat Representative Greg Razor are leading the group. The lawmakers say they'll push for higher funding and other legislative priorities for the University of Missouri system. Last night, Columbia School Board candidates met at Mary Paxton Keeley Elementary for a forum to discuss the issues facing the district. The local teachers' union, the local chapter of the National Education Association, organized the forum and asked questions about safety, redistricting, and the achievement gap between black and white students. All three candidates, Della Streety Wilhoit, Blake Willoughby, and Jay Atkins, expressed their desire for equity across race, sexuality, gender, and economic status, and all three came out against guns in schools. CMNEA President Kathy Steinhoff said all three candidates were strong contenders and says the union will likely come out with an endorsement in early March.
We have a screening team that has already screened the candidates. The candidates have filled out a survey, and I believe this was the last piece of the screenings.
The deadline to register to vote is March 6th, and the election is April 2nd. Judges could ignore mandatory minimum sentencing laws for some nonviolent offenders under a bill passed yesterday by Missouri's Republican-led House, a move that's part of a broader push to revamp the state's criminal justice system. The bill wouldn't allow for reduced sentences in cases of violent crimes, sexual crimes against minors, or crimes involving guns. In recent years, Missouri has had the highest eighth incarceration rate among the states, but Department of Corrections officials have cited an overhaul of the state's criminal laws that took effect in 2017 as the cause of a recent drop in the prison population. As a result, Governor Mike Parson and the corrections director now plan to close a prison. Legislative researchers estimate the bill could mean about 466 fewer prisoners per year and save the state as much as $3 million when fully implemented in fiscal year 2023. I'm Molly Dove, KBIA News, Columbia.